Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning to you, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the AFL. The Giants are considering taking Toby Green's one-week suspension to the appeal board after he lost out at the tribunal last night.
Yeah, look, such are the dark contrivances and unseen hands at work here, Hamish. You could think that Graham Greene was scripting this, not Toby Green. With a wink from on high, of course, Toby Green got off on a similar charge of making contact to the eye of an opponent last week. It would have infuriated the suitably embarrassed members of the tribunal no end that he was back on the same charge a week later. And this time the wink from on high would also be eyeing off the growing fury towards Green and the Giants among AFL folk in Melbourne, who have convinced themselves totally the Giants get special treatment from the AFL. Now, last night, despite the evidence of Brisbane's Lachie Neale that Green made no contact with his eye, the tribunal took just 16 minutes to find Green guilty. And it was the turn of the Giants officials to be infuriated to the point where they're taking this case to the AFL Appeals Board. That's likely to be heard on Thursday. And speaking of contrivances, Essendon has managed to get itself a little bit pregnant with the Renegades in the football department getting their man Brett Rutten installed as coach in 2020, if not in name, then in the reality. John Worsfold, who looked like a man who was reading his own obituary at the official announcement yesterday, he'll see out his contract as the nominal head coach, but mostly as a spectator. There were just so many NBA 101 cliches acting as euphemisms for those two words you don't like to hear in football. Coach sacked, all coming from the men in suits yesterday, Hamish.
In rugby league, Jared Warrior Hargraves found guilty of tripping at the NRL judiciary. He'll miss the preliminary final as well.
Yes, unlike Toby Green, JWH, if we can be familiar, has accepted his punishment. His absence is a blow to Eastern Suburbs in next week's preliminary final. He is quite a force for them in the forwards, and he really does confront the opposition. And sometimes, he's been to the judiciary a few times, he does go over a little bit over the top. This charge was tripping. He claimed it was an accident. And James Roberts had wrong-footed him, but the judiciary felt otherwise. Now, in the NRLW, that piece of history about which we spoke yesterday, St George Illawarra's robust forward Taula Fotomoala has become the first woman in the competition's history to be suspended, and a whopping suspension it is too, because she challenged an original suspension. She gets another week added on, and so she'll miss the whole of this NRL's heavily bonsaied competition. There aren't many teams taking part in this, and it doesn't go for all that long. And look, Hamish, amid all that deep contemplation in Brisbane, about which we also spoke yesterday, it's been revealed that some of the Broncos were playing the pokies in a well-known Sydney pub instead of getting ready for their elimination final against Parramatta last weekend. And of course, we know what the score was there. I don't know if their losses on the pokies are anything like their losses on the football field. There wouldn't be much left in their fob pocket, Hamish.
Goodness. In soccer, the Central Coast and Adelaide United qualifying for the FFA Cup semi-finals last night.
Yes, look, amid some tawdry crowd scenes, which reinforce all sorts of stereotypes about soccer football crowds in Australia, missiles being thrown at players and whatever, the Mariners beat Hume City 1-0, and that was the same score as in the game between Adelaide and Newcastle, those two sides in winning sides through the semi-finals. Tonight, Melbourne City plays Western Sydney, and this other game, the Fingerlings against the Minnows, it's the Moreland Zebras and the Brisbane Strikers. Now, the Moreland Zebras don't just come from the second tier of soccer football in this country. They come from the third tier, but they've managed to get this far and they're hopeful of going even further, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Hamish.
Time for sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Let's start with the tennis, Warwick. Two Australians doing well in the Korea Open, but only one of them will make it to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, Hamish, that's because Priscilla Hohn and Ayla Tomljanovic are set to play each other in their round of 16 match coming up soon. Hohn is one of the emerging talents in this sport in Australia. She's already eliminated one fellow country person, Destiny Iava, from the tournament. She'll find it, though, a little more problematic against Tomljanovic, who is the number 5 seed and playing some of the best tennis of her career at the moment, smashing in every sense, not just at the net. Stephanie Vogel yesterday, 6-2, 6-love. And last week, she made the semi finals at the WTA tournament in Zhongzhou, where she lost to the number 1 seed and the eventual winner, Karolina Pliskova. So a couple of Australians doing well, but as you said, Hamish, only one of them is going to do well.
Indeed. In Super Netball, the push is on for a ticker tape procession to honour the New South Wales Swifts after their win in last Sunday's grand final. I suppose we better make the push swift.
Well, we should do that, Hamish, but of course the New South Wales Premier apparently had a bit on her breakfast plate yesterday. But Radio National Breakfast can reveal that the follow-up phone calls are going to be made this morning to the important folk in Macquarie Street to ensure the Swifts get the recognition they deserve after upsetting, and there were a lot of upset people on the Sunshine Coast last Sunday, the Lightning. The fact that the Swifts did it in Queensland against Queensland, well, that carries a great deal of oomph in New South Wales, you think, and I'm sure that those lobbyists making the phone calls this morning will mind, find plenty of other reasons. Now, I understand you've got something big coming up in this half hour, Hamish, so I'll get out of your way.
Warwick, thank you very much as always. Have a great day.
Good on you, mate.